We all face it.
Temptation seems to be everywhere in our world, and sometimes it just seems absolutely overwhelming. But you know, there's a key that we're given in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, that I think is so powerful, because it points to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And here's what it says. It says, "For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to aid those who are tempted." A couple of things that are very interesting about this passage. Christ personally has suffered through and experienced temptation the way that we do. And he is uniquely qualified to help us. I love this word for aid that's used in this particular passage. He's able to aid those who are tempted. That's the very same word that's used all the way back in Acts 27:17. If you're not familiar with Acts 27, that's where the Apostle Paul is about to be shipwrecked. And he's going through an amazing hurricane, it seems. And this ship is falling apart. And you know what they do? They take cables and they run these supporting cables under the ship to help hold it together. And that word in that section of Acts 27, of those supporting cables, it's the same word that's used here as Christ aids us. So imagine that. When we turn to Christ and we look to him, we pray to God the Father and ask for his help and his guidance. He wraps us around with his aid, like those supporting cables that were holding that ship together in the most difficult storm. That's what we can count on. We can count on our Savior, Jesus Christ. We can count on God the Father to wrap us up in his supporting arms and come to our aid. Even before sin, even as we're being tempted, God is always there to help us. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.